your feet and let's appreciate a man who has created a church atmosphere for young people like us to enjoy. Hallelujah. A lot of people get upset when we talk about Bishop Dakiwood Mills. Yes, they don't like it. They don't want us to talk about him because of a reason known to them. But we believe that as children, let me tell you something. As children, your blessing in life, okay, is connected to your father. And who your father is very important in life. Hallelujah. Yes. Usually, medical doctors, their children turn out to be medical doctors. Lawyers, their children turn out to be lawyers. Armed robbers, usually, their children turn out to be armed robbers. But I pray that we will become who our father is in Jesus' name. Oh, put your hands together. Yeah. Such an anointed man, a blessed man, and our lives are going to turn out to be like the way his life is in Jesus' name. Yeah. Oh, Mandela, I think you encourage me so that I can preach for a long time. Yeah. Amen. When you go outside our church, when you step outside our church a bit, you notice that what we enjoy in this family is not the same everywhere. You notice it. And to those of you who have gone to other churches because they were sharing rice and you went to visit them, you will see that what we enjoy here as a family is far different from what you went to enjoy there. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for our father, Bishop Dakiwood Mills, for making it possible. Hallelujah. I also want you to put your hands together for my pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Louis Intefu. Yes. I have one of the best pastors. Amen. Yeah, look at him, very anointed man. When he pastors you, you will flourish. When he is your pastor, you will do well. When Bishop Intefu is your pastor, you will do well. Hallelujah. Yeah, and I told him that Mandela has called me to have a conference with you, and he said, Charlie, go and preach and come cry. Everybody say, go and preach and come cry. Wow, what a blessing. And you know, maybe you guys are young. You may not know what is happening. But our church is taking another facelift. Sit down. Our church is taking another facelift. And a lot of things are happening. We have the UD. We have the UO. We have a lot of U something. Okay? We have the network of churches. We have NISAC. Okay? What else do we have? We have the city. The city churches are the network churches. Yes. All right. So a lot of things are actually happening in our church. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, you are privileged to be part of the... You are part of about 56... The 56 denominations we have, you guys are part of it. And yours is the Kodesh Family Church. Put your hands together for your denomination. Kodesh Family. So you guys are the real QFC. And this place is your HQ. And I want you I want us to appreciate our convener. Listen, every denomination has a convener. Every denomination has a convener. And our convener is Bishop Kweku Sompa. Put your hands together for Bishop Kweku. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He's one of the gentlemen. He's a very gentle bishop. When you look at him, very gentle. Even when you look at his glasses, crowd eyes, where you can see that, yeah, the man is very gentle. Amen. Hallelujah. And to our pastors, Pastor Peter, and all the pastors who have helped to bring us to this conference, we want to say thank you to them for bringing us to Favorite Child Conference, all right? And I believe I have so much. Can this thing go off? I feel disturbed. I feel it's making me shout it more. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. All right. So it means that noise is from the funeral people. Don't worry. So I strongly believe that in this conference, God is going to touch our lives. God is going to transform our lives as young people. And you are going to leave this conference with a blessing. Say amen. Yeah. Anytime I get opportunity to preach to young people, I have just one aim. And that one aim is to make you realize that Jesus Christ exists. And your life as a young person depends on Jesus Christ. Yes. There is nothing you will need in your life at such a time than Jesus being in your life. Say amen. Yeah. And so, anytime we get opportunity, listen, today is Saturday. We are approaching election. In a few weeks, election. A lot of nonsense is going. You see young people following tracks because it's election. But you should be grateful that we have brought you to church. You have come to church to listen to the word of God. There is something that can change your life. Psalm 119, verse 9. There is only one thing that can change your life. Believe me. There is only one thing that can change your life. And that one thing is not good advice. That one thing is the word of God. So Psalm 119 verse 9 says that, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? David was asking the question. And he says that, how can a young person like you, what's your name?
Japhet. Second. Japhet.
How can Japhet make his way pure? And the answer is one. He said, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Put your hands together for the word of God. Yeah. Paying close attention to the word of God is the only thing that can change your life. And so I'm encouraging you. Listen. Never exchange church for anything. Amen. Yeah. Now, the theme for our conference is Victory Secrets. Everybody say Victory Secrets. Oh, I can't hear you. Say Victory Secrets. Say Victory Secrets. How many of you have got secrets? If you have a secret. A secret is something nobody knows. A secret. And there are secrets in this world. There are secrets. Listen, if you want to do well, you must discover secrets. And in this conference, in this session, I'm going to be sharing with you very wonderful secrets that can change your life. Everybody say Victory Secrets. Oh, you look very dull for me. You are more than 200 in the room. Say Victory Secrets. You are now coming alive. And please, maybe I didn't tell you. When I'm preaching, nobody goes out. When I am preaching, nobody goes out. Ashes, help me. Nobody should go out. If I see you going out, I'll call you and give you the microphone. And I'll go back to my house to go and sleep on my latest phone. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. There are secrets you must discover. Your life becomes better by the number of secrets you know. There are secrets everywhere. And in this conference, I'm going to use a book written by our pastor to open your eyes to secrets. Your life becomes easier when you know secrets. Yeah. And these secrets, they are supposed to make you victorious. That is why we call them victory secrets. Listen, the earlier you know a secret, the better your life becomes. Yeah. Do you know that there's a secret to cooking jollof? Do you know not many people can prepare jollof? Yes. Jollof is one of the food that can disgrace you if you're a caterer. If you like, ask the people who cook jollof. But there is a secret. Everybody say secret. Oh, I don't like this people. You are not encouraged. Say secret. Yeah, I like this place. Yeah. Do you know that to pass your exams, there are secrets? Yeah. When I was in JHS 1, I met a certain teacher who gave us secret on how to pass exams. Since then, I never failed any exams. He gave us 10 secrets. One of the secrets was that when you go into an examination hall, and they give you questions, and the questions are MCQ. Do you know MCQs? Section A, the one you call Section A. A, B, C, D, option, you choose one. He said, never leave any objective question unanswered. He said, choose one. Even if you don't know, it may be correct. Then number two, he told us that Section B, attempt your best question first. He gave us 10. I'll not give you the remaining 8. Yeah, it's a secret. When you know a certain secret, your life becomes better. Yeah. There are some political parties saying they will never win election in this country. Because they don't have the secret to winning election. The people who win the election, they are the people who have the secrets. So you can share T-shirts, you can share lily rice, you can share fryer, you can share, what again do they share? Cylinder, eh? They share T-shirts. Even because of them, our conference, we couldn't get T-shirt and buy. They share T-shirt, they share cylinder, they share microwave and fridge. It is not sharing these things that make people win election. There are secrets. Everybody say secrets. Yeah. Yeah. May you receive a secret in this conference in Jesus' name. Yeah. And by the grace of God, we are on sweet melodies, okay? We are live on sweet melodies right now. Yeah. Oh, you know, clap. If you shout, your shout will come in the radio. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now that you have heard, you are on radio, you are shouting. Are you still here? Yeah. A secret will make you victorious and a wonder. A secret will change your life. A secret will make your life better. Young people, listen to me. You see, there is no use knowing a secret when you are older. Like how to pass exams. You need that secret when you are in school. When you are out of school and you know that secret, it becomes useless to you. And so in your work with God, there are many secrets you must know. That is why our pastor, clap for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. I said, victory secrets. Victory. This book is for young people. This book is not for, it's not for older people. Because if you are old and you are now discovering a secret, the secret becomes meaningless to you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm preaching. Secrets are for young people. Yeah. People are wondering what I'm coming to preach from this book. You watch and see. Secrets are for young people. The younger you are and the more secrets you know, the better your life becomes. I'm coming to open, you see, and knowing a secret is called revelation. Everybody say revelation. Yeah, you have been revealed, or something has been revealed to you. Yeah. I told you. This is how we win elections. You have to go and greet the chief. have to greet chiefs. Oh, allow them to watch. As they're having campaign, we're also doing the campaign over here. Yeah. 24-hour economy. 133. Yeah. This is about the cost traffic. When I was coming, I couldn't come. Hallelujah. Now, I'm starting from secret number 17. Everybody say secret number 17. Say secret number 17. And it is called the secret of be thou faithful unto death. Be thou faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 9. Let me even read from verse 10. It said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Be thou, verse what? Verse 10. He said, fear none of these things, which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Watch me. This world, people who end things are people that are rewarded. When you go to school and you don't complete the school, we don't give you certificate. Yes. And so those of you that now you have started school, you don't want to complete. You want to stop the school. Be thou faithful. Anything you are doing, make sure you are faithful with it. Stay at it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Never give up. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. There is a crown waiting for you. There's a crown waiting for you. There's a crown waiting for you. God is about to give out crowns. And the crowns God will give us, they are crowns that are meant for people who are faithful. May you be faithful in Jesus' name. Or I said, may you be faithful in Jesus' name. Yeah. Be thou faithful unto the end, and I will give you the crown of life. Yeah. Many people start things, they don't finish. That is why you can see a lot of uncompleted buildings around. Yeah. A lot of uncompleted buildings. Listen, in your life, whatever you start, make sure you end it. Oh, I said, whatever you start, make sure you end it. Whatever you are doing, make sure you are at it. Be faithful with it. If you are in the dancing stars, be faithful with it. If you are in the choir, be faithful with it. Your branch where you are, be faithful with it. Never give up, because there is a crown waiting for you. He said, those that are faithful to the end, he said, I will give you the crown of life. May you receive a crown of life. Or I said, may you receive a crown of life. Yeah. Hey. Charlie, the poor have decided to prepare us. Wow. Don't use your life for this. Don't never use your life for this. This thing you are watching is not called life. This thing. It's not called life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Be thou faithful. Be faithful. Stay faithful. I said stay faithful. Whatever God has entrusted in your hand, be faithful with this. Yeah. Number one, you must be faithful to your church. Be faithful to the church where you are. Yeah. You see, some of you children, we don't know how your mind works. So today you are in this church. Tomorrow you are in this church. The next day you have moved to another church. Listen, that thing we are talking about, the crown of life, you will not receive some. The crown of life is for people. Where's your chair? Where's your chair? Go and sit at another place. Two people should not sit on one chair. Stand up. Yeah. Everybody say a crown of life. Hey, child, they are worrying us. It's okay, don't worry. All this shall pass. It shall pass. After 7th November. After 7th December, all shall pass. Yeah. By 10th December, we shall know our level. We shall know the difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve him not. By 10th, you see children. You see children. These people who are in the buses, they don't vote. But they are wearing t-shirts. Hey. The people who are in the buses, who are shouting, they don't vote. They don't have voters' ID card. Yeah, the people who are voting, they are in the house. And so it should tell you something. It should tell you that when you remove your shirt and you are following this thing, you are wasting your life. Yeah. Some of you tomorrow, I know you will come to church. Tomorrow, you are sitting down. You are the campaign manager. You are the campaign manager for the MP in your area. That's why you are here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful with your church membership. Listen, a lot of people insult us. Edna, UD, Edna Lighthouse. Every day we are in the news. Every day we are in the news. You see, what they don't know is that here is a family. This thing we are doing is a family. And because it's a family, we are faithful till the end. Yes. Look. Stand up. Come here. Stand up. Do you have a sister in this church? Where's your sister? Stand up. Is your father in the church with us? Yeah, your father is not in the church. You. Your father is in the church. You. This one is your brother. Have you fought before? You fought before. Have you packed your things to leave the house because you fought? Yeah, that's how family members are. Has your father not beaten you before?
Yeah.
Have you packed your things to leave the house?
No.
No, you can't go like that. You can't go like that. We are faithful to the end. The day you are getting married, stand up. The day you are getting married, even though your father has slapped you several times, the day on the Saturday you are married, it's your father who hold your hands like this and bring you to your husband. Yeah. This is called we are faithful to the end. And he said that when you are faithful to the end, you will receive a crown of life. Yes. We reward people who end the race. Yeah. Some of you are just 10 years old, but you have changed churches more than 7 times. You have changed. You went to Pentecost, you have stopped. You went to ICGC, you have stopped. You went to Methodist, you have stopped. You went to Presby, you have stopped. You went to Victory, you have stopped. You went everywhere. You have gone to Mozama Cristo something. You are now here. Tell your neighbor, be faithful to the end. Oh, Mandela, I'm not feeling you at all. I'm struggling to feel you. Yeah. Be faithful. It's a secret you must know. Be faithful. This thing I'm preaching here, it will help you. It will help you in every aspect of your life. Be faithful. Learn to be faithful to the end. He said, the people who are faithful, they are those who will receive a crown of life. Young man, sit down. Sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Number two. Be faithful with your relationship with God. Write it. Your relationship with God is to the end. Yeah. Till God calls you home. Yeah. You see, when my pastor passed on, Bishop Okobo Tedoku, look, in the midst of the crying, the sadness and the pain, one of the things I was sure about and I was happy about was that he fought to the end. May you fight to the end. Karabasa. Parabita, I don't like your church. Oh no, your poor are very dull. Yeah, very dull. Don't worry. It's our first time. Don't worry. But you see, the way you are sitting down dull here, It's the same way your age mates are chasing tracks and they are shouting, but you are sitting down here. Yeah. It tells that there is something wrong with you. Your classmates, they are jamming and they are following a politician, they don't know his name. Come, Kekena. Then they are done for the day. But you have come here, we've brought you to church, and you are sitting like a parliamentary candidate waiting to be voted for. You are too quiet. You are too quiet. Mandela QFC, you are too quiet. I said, be faithful to the end. Your faithfulness to God must be to the end. Yeah. You must die as a Christian. Listen carefully. None of you must die as a drunkard. Never die as a prostitute. Never die as a useless person. The day you die and become, look, one day a certain man died. It's a true story. Not they say. A man, he died. When they laid him in state, listen to the English. When they laid him in state, his friends, who were drunkards, they came to his funeral. They got drunk. When they laid the man in state, his friends went to carry the dead body, and they were roaming in town with the dead body. They didn't carry the dead body in the coffin, though. They carried the human being who was laid in state, and they were carrying it, and they were walking in town with the dead body. These are the friends he has. Yeah. I pray for you that your relationship with God will be the one that the day you are dying, you will receive a crown of life. I am feeling it. I said, you will receive a crown of life. Listen, this crown of life, it is what these worldly people have been depicting. Ghana most something. Ghana Miss Malaika, Miss World. Some of you, even your school crowd, they have been doing it. Miss Bawe International. Miss Botiano. Miss Oshie. Oshie, that they are doing Miss. There, you can imagine what they will give you. Miss Chokome. I mean, how do we do a beauty pageant and we call it Miss Chokome? Useless Miss. Hallelujah. Yeah. I pray for you. May you be faithful to the end. It's a secret I'm teaching you. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful with the church. Look, since I joined this church, I don't know what happens in other churches. But I told myself that this is my church. This is my house. This is my family. You are my family member. Yeah. Just 2 days ago, I was working in the hospital. I got to a certain ward. Then some people called me, Reverend Nikki. I said, why are you here? He said, Rev, we brought a church member here. He needs blood. I said, it will be sorted out. I just met my family members. I met my family members. I pray for you that you be faithful. You be faithful to the church. You be faithful to God. To God. You will receive a crown of life. A crown of life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Be faithful. Look, since God called me to do children's church, I've been faithful. I don't preach to adults. Sometimes I feel that when I preach to adults, they don't understand. No. Adults, when I preach, any adult who is sitting down here, they will struggle to understand what I'm preaching. Yeah. But when I preach, rather the children, they understand what I preach. Yeah. Be faithful. Anything God has given you, you are a dancer. Be faithful with your dancing. You see, some of you at your age, when they say come for rehearsals, then owo okonje anonekeno awoma suokokoti is like hey that sister if I'm not part it won't work. Who told you if you are not part it won't work? You are a chorister. After church we are having rehearsals and you have gone to join the bus to go home. You are not faithful with the voice God has given you. Yeah. And very soon, you'll be singing with worldly artists. Yeah. May you be faithful in Jesus' name. Yeah. The first secret I'm sharing with you is that you must be faithful to the end. And when you are faithful to the end, you will receive what we call a crown of life. A crown of life. A crown of life. Yeah. How many of you want to receive a crown of life? Yeah. I want to receive a crown of life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.